Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes, to bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation, the exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as we take in three deep breaths, let us be cognizant and conscious that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach. Hold. Bring your attention down into your heart space, into the cave, into that sanctuary of the soul. Inhale. Hold. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional that for the next 9 or so minutes that we are consciously choosing to commune and connect with the source of all that is, the ground of being, God in us as us. Hold. Gently, slowly release. This morning I'm sharing with you Psalm 37 from Psalms to Pray, an invitation to wholeness by Nancy Merrill. Give no heed to those who are greedy. Attend not to those who do wrong. For like the grass of spring, they soon fade and wither away. Trust in the Most High. Seek goodness. Live harmoniously upon the earth, in peace and with assurance. Take delight in the beloved and enjoy the bountiful gifts of love. Commit your life to the beloved, confident that love will act on your behalf. Making clear your pathway, bright as the sun at midday. Be still before the beloved and wait quietly in the silence. Pray for those who prosper by deceitful means and for those who live by their own devices. Recognize your own anger as unfulfilled desire, and lift your thoughts to higher planes. For those who act out of anger, separate themselves from love, while those who live in harmony shall know peace, assurance, gratitude, and love. In a little while, those who live with greed will prosper no more. The darkness of ignorance will pass as a new dawn enlightens the world. The lovers of darkness shall perish, while the humble shall inherit the earth and find delight in sharing its abundance with all. Those who are greedy plot against the weak, those without worldly power, and rationalize their selfish deeds. The beloved watched patiently, knowing they will stumble and have to face their own downfall. Those with power make war, despoiling nations, killing the poor and innocent, murdering in the name of peace. Oh, if they only knew that their greed will kill their own spirit, their hearts will be broken. How much better is the little of those who know love than the abundance of the greedy ones? For the spirit of the selfish will be broken, while those who live in love shall dwell with love. And so, Divine Beloved, as we consciously come into your presence at this time, recognizing that love is the reason for our being. Love is the blueprint on our soul. Love that accepts all of creation. Love that embraces all people, irrespective of color, creed, gender orientation, or anything else that we seem to think divides us or separates us. Love forgives all. Love endures. So, beloved Mother, Father, God, as we come into your presence this time, we give thanks for the gift of life this day. We give thanks for waking up this morning. We give thanks for our physical forms through which we are able to do the things that are before us to do. We give thanks for our friends, our family, our loved ones. We give thanks for this nation, this country that we live in. We give thanks for all peoples of all nations. And in our heartfelt thanks, we accept that we are here to do our part in sharing love, in showing love, in expressing love, in experiencing love, in all the ways that you have created for us. Divine Beloved, grant us being source of all that is. There is so much that is happening across our globe at this time. More than that which is in the news, more than that that we're even aware of. And when we feel overwhelmed by it all, may we come back into your presence and consciously commune with you, remembering that love knows all things, how to heal all things, how to deal with all things. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, let us not shirk from what is ours to do, for we are your hands and feet on this earth at this time. Let us strengthen in our resolve to cleanse and purify our hearts, to be more of a beneficial presence on this earth. Let us recognize that we each have our part to play and we each can contribute to the healing of our beautiful planet. Let us do our part, no matter how small we may think it is, to bring peace on earth. And it starts with us in being peaceful with ourselves, extending it out to our family, our friends, and those we interact or work with. O Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, illuminate our consciousness that we may understand the truth of who we are, that we truly may embrace the fact that we are yours, made in your image and likeness, that we are here to express your love, your spirit, your presence, your power, in the ways that are unique to each of us as individuals. Divine Beloved, ground of being, infinite intelligence, touch the hearts of our leaders, that they may seek to do what is right for the people for which they govern, that they may set aside greed and corrupt ideas, ways of being or doing, that we can recognize that this world is without borders and that those in place are ones that we have put. You simply see this whole creation is one expression of your life. Let our leaders and let we ourselves look beyond all the things we think separate us, to see that we are all one expression of your life, of your presence, of your spirit. Divine, beloved, grounded being, source of all that is. For those who have no one to pray for them at this time, we hold them in our hearts and remember that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. So may their needs be met as you meet our needs. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our morning's prayer of intention. Repeat after me our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love
of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. Take a deep breath in as you allow that prayer of intention to resonate within your being. Beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet again on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.